question is that we develop medicines for certain diseases, but then the bacteria, what the causes for that, they also develop resistance to the medicines. For example, TB, what they call MTBR, multi-treatment resistance TB, is there, and it's almost incurable. So, how do such things happen? Or why do such things happen? The first point is that, yes, ultimately it's karma. The nature of material nature is that there will be three kleshas. So, one of them is adhyatma, the klesh that comes from the body and the mind. So, there's a doctor, I think René Dubois, he wrote the book called Health in the 21st Century, The Future of an Illusion. So what the theme of that book was, the theme was that science claims to have cured many diseases. And medical science seems to have done remarkable work. And that is true in terms of eradicating certain diseases. But he also points out that most of the diseases that science claims to have eradicated, they are also products of certain socio-cultural, socio-economic conditions. And when those conditions change, those diseases, their incidence naturally decreases. So for example, the science may have claimed that we have eradicated the plague. But that is true. But then the plague was also more likely to be prevalent when there is a socio-cultural situation where there are a lot of rats. Now, for example, there is an agriculture-based civilization where there are grains and there are rats who go in, or the industry-based situation where there are rats which go around over there. So, the eradication of plague cannot be attributed only to medical science. There are also certain socio-economic conditions that come up which promote certain diseases and which make certain diseases no longer likely to happen. Less probable or more probable. So, yes, we may have eradicated certain diseases, but certain diseases, like now, there are cancers. The sheer incidence of cancers which we have now is far greater than it was in the past, in stress and various other diseases like that. So the point is that because disease is a particular klesha, is one of the kleshas, it is inevitably going to be there. So yes, that disease is going to be there doesn't mean that we as doctors don't try to find cures for it. That is our human duty. Because it's like, you know, in any kingdom, there are going to be thieves. And the presence of thieves is also, it's a karmic factor. But that doesn't mean the king shouldn't have systems of protecting citizens. That's the king's duty. So, at one level, if medical science thinks that, with the progress of science, we will conquer nature, that is an attitude which will never come to. Yes, we will cure one disease, and some other disease will come up, or like in this case, the same disease will morph into some other form and it will become more complex. So, as devotees, we see this as an example of how we will never be able to conquer material nature ultimately. And that's why the solution is that we need to transcend material nature, rise to spiritual consciousness, and attain Krishna's kingdom. But at a functional level, if we are in the field of medical science, then we should use the best treatment available as a part of our service to humanity. So we are not in principle against scientific research. Because that's, in today's world, medical science is doing what in the past Ayurveda was doing. Like if some people can use Ayurveda, some people can use allopathy, that doesn't matter. It will vary according to circumstances. But in principle, there is this understanding that we will never be able to conquer material nature. And even through science, we can see this. We may conquer one particular manifestation, but it will some other problem will manifest some other way. So the ultimate solution is adhyatmik, that we have to raise our consciousness and become liberated. But practically, we can do whatever is required to find treatments. Yes, Madhuri.
Prabhu, you mentioned.